These are the words of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Einhorn on the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal.
53, that's pretty early. Where were you before that?
I was in Baltimore.
And who were you learning by?
I was learning by the Bianca Kalevsky.
Uh-huh.
Of it, yeah.
Yeah, and Ruderman?
Ruderman was the Rosh Hashiva there, uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Actually, it was in 54, well, my mother 54 and 55, I went to Lakewood.
What prompted you to go to Lakewood? Why was the incentive?
Well, there was a kibbutzah there that went
who was
to
in
Lakewood.
Who was in that kibbutzah?
Don't remember exactly, but there was... hard for me to remember right now. There was about five or six Talmidim that went to Lakewood.
Do you remember any specific names?
No. Mm-hmm. Maybe if I do later, I'll recall. Okay. I'll be able to tell you.
Uh-huh. Was he was there at the time? Tendler? Remember Tendler?
In Baltimore?
Yeah. Was he? But no. Was he from? I guess he didn't come from Baltimore, did he? Western from New York, right.
Right.
Yeah, right. Okay, what was, could you describe what you saw there, what you heard, and some of the experiences you had in Lakewood?
Lakewood was very, the Bible of Lakewood was,
yeah.
I mean, the Tudorman used to say, Ashir, how much was the farm fire?
That you remember or people?
There was he used to learn was there at that time the Bianco Schiff, the Canadian. He would be one of the ones that would be during the sheet he would interrupt.
Mm-hmm. You remember Moshe Eisenman?
Moshe Eisner was there, yeah.
Eisman.
Eisman, yeah, Moshe Eisman. Mm-hmm. Then it was the Spiegels were there, Chone Spiegel, Dumas.
Yeah. Right.
Yankel Spiegel.
Uh-huh.
Spiegels were there. Then there was Hartstein.
Mayor Hartstein.
Mayor Hartstein.
Yeah.
He wanted you to say over there, say over the Chabuda, say over the Shiurim.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then the Mayor Hartstein, and there was one from, I'll tell you, the mice, I feel very bad. Now, since I left Lakewood, I wasn't back to Lakewood since then.
You don't have any family here?
I don't have any family in Lakewood.
Oh.
I have cousins, distant cousins, second, third cousins removed, but liquid in my mind right now is what I remember around Sixth and Forest, and it was the building there, the station was a maker.
You remember Yanko Grumman, he was there.
So. Oh, the Yanko Grumman, the Pinchas Grumman is here in Los Angeles.
Oh, right, I got mixed up. Yaakov Grum was somebody else.
Okay. And the Pinchas.
Yeah, Pinchas is Los Angeles. I interviewed him. He told me about the hotel. It used to be a hotel there.
Yeah.
Tel Aviv Hotel, he told me.
It was very Hamish. But I enjoyed the lake. There was no... The yeshiva used to come once a week. He used to come into the yeshiva and say a cheer Friday. Shabbos. Sunday, and we'll leave back to New York Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, we'll go back to New York.
Were you ever mishamish him?
I was mishamish him once. He used to sleep in a room on top of the kitchen, where the dining room was, on top of the kitchen there. He had a room there, and once I came...
Where was the building?
The building was on, one second, it was 6th, this must have been 7th or 8th. I think it was the dorm. The where we slept was on the busy street. I can't remember the name of the street. There was a building there. We walked about 2 blocks to the yeshiva.
Or there's Madison Avenue.
Madison. Oh,
that's the main street.
So we were on Madison. We slept on Madison. Then 6th and 4th was the yeshiva.
Uh-huh.
Upstairs, he had a room with the yeshiva gestanden. And they put on, you know, he wasn't feeling well, he had like a cold or something, so they put on what is it called, one of those,
heater?
A vaporizer, they put on a vaporizer.
Yeah.
A vaporizer for him, and then I brought up some food, and a tea, I brought up a tray, and I came into the room, and the shiva was sitting in a chair, a nice easy chair, and it was wrapped around, and he had his glasses, where he was looking in a sefer, and the sefer was very close to his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He had his glasses on, and I noticed that the glasses were fogged up from the vaporizer, the steam.
Uh-huh.
It was fogged up. His glasses were fogged up, and I was beside myself. He didn't take off his glasses that he could see what it made it to. On my phone, that his glasses are fogged up. He just couldn't see. Put the sefer closer to his eyes.
Uh-huh.
Not the sefer very close to his eyes. Then when he saw it, somebody put it down, so he took his glasses off. So then I took the glasses and I wiped them off. I made them very clean with them. But that was my shimush.
Uh-huh. Okay, so any other things that you remember that from Shiurim and other incidents that recollections? As much as possible.
There was a big machlokes ago between Lakewood and Baltimore. I remember something with Loyola College. The yeshiva in Baltimore had had an affiliation with Loyola that if you took certain classes in Loyola, then you could get, in addition to the yeshiva there, you could get a diploma.
So he was against that.
And he was against that. He was against that. There was a... I heard the Shmissen over there. So Sunday morning, there was a Irving Bunim was...
Yeah.
Sunday morning, and there was a Zerbegiat Shmissen dick over there that they asked the man for us. I told him, was that very schlecht?
Yeah.
Very schlecht. I said, I'm a chemical man at the moment. I'm going to get him. Very schlecht. So the man brought, he called it a gemara in Tainis, that the mice would ill for the Rebbe Yochanan.
Yeah, right.
We asked the Tachas Kuduru, there were guns for mice.
The wall fell down or something?
Yeah, Shemamun Abed Didi, Chafalafte, I think. Shemamun Abed Didi, Kaimali Shatis. So the gemara asked, the state Ilfa came back, Ilfa gemara Nasoichet, and he came back and he saw that the Rebbe Yochanan became a Rosh Yeshiva, so he had Chadisha Sadas.
Right.
So they asked, so he felt so bad, so I took a lost for head. So he went and stood on a bow of a ship.
Right.
And he said, I'm not head, and I won't be able to be Madama, but I said, from the Bechidah of the Bishop, I'm Mishav Hedem, and I'm Machalayim Vassan and Vassas. wird er gesagt, Hilfe. Es geht dort nach Hussam, und er hat ihn verhält, und Hilfe answer the question. So the Meshul is Medaik over there, for what's that Hilfe is gestalt auf Hamburgen für Nashiv. I didn't choose that Misa, could have chosen, it was an under the Misa, Spink Yen, and we stand on a bow with shipping, what's that? So the Meshul says, because the Gemara looked at us, Loi Meheber, Loi Meheber, Loi Betagrinen, Loi Besachrinen. The Torah is not in a Tagrin, not in a Seicher.
Right.
Obviously, one who is identified as a tagra, identified as a seicher, the Torah is not him.
Right.
If he wanted to show as Afal Pike in the Loi Shachach Digger Sof. That's as I look the Meshul. So he said, so look the Nof and the Ban, as I took the Ban and gesucht, as so weit hat geholfen, Ilse Schinnen ist, hat das uns als gelernt, sie hat er nicht vergessen.
Yeah.
Aber auf dem Mechabe sein, nahe Teile zu steigen, hecheln, 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 das hat er für euch nicht gekannt. Aber Teile sagt, wo ich bin Tagrinen, wo ich bin Sachrinen, ist nicht da. Ich habe gebäude, ein Yeshiva, ich habe wirklich das Yeshiva von Amdonen, so wachsen das Yeshiva, so wachsen die Kachonen, nicht von Malabaten.
Right. Ich
lasse Malabaten, also. Yeah. Also, ich werde jetzt
So he was against both Mukhosei and Defa Balabatim.
Yeah, he was. His idea was Yeshiva was Steingang Tamid HaChon.
Yeah, I understand. But why did it check for him that they did it? I mean, he has his Yeshiva.
I guess it would have been.
Baltimore was not the only place that had boys going to college.
Yeah, I think that was the only one, wasn't it?
In time of Dasa, they didn't go to college.
Yeah.
Sure they did. Yeah, well, there's other places, so for why is it it's like a little special to Baltimore?
Yeah.
All places. All right. I understand.
Oh, but I'll tell you, I don't like to, I don't like to put my head. And Yaakov Wilde was a friend of the Gwain, another Godel, and the band is to a Sven, it's a great mention, and but I'll never get, I was going to say,
yeah. Who said was on Yaakov who?
Yaakov Ruderman.
Ruderman, oh yeah, right.
In Baltimore, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, it's still a different type.
Yeah.
What you have in Lakewood is something is much different.
Lakewood was Lakewood at that time was a yeshiva that ran on its own. There was no, nothing came during that period. Nothing came in 54, I think, or 51.
I thought he was in the beginning.
I was there at the beginning with the nothing. And the reason there wasn't, the nothing was at Tashmuris.
Yeah.
There was Bochum there that didn't. Went to Goydis, the Mnosses,
they weren't what?
They weren't Goydis, they weren't. But
they were like, not Musadik.
Not right, not Musadik. Magalent hat den ganzen Tag, Magalent bei Nacht, Magalent, Sigwein kann Meshgiach, Sigwein kann, nobody looked over you, if you didn't want to learn, you didn't come there.
It was just self-motivated people.
Self-motivated. In Lakewood, that's what it was. It was, he came with some dominant, we could get some breakfast, with his colleagues that's landing, and they got to the that was it.
Look, I live right across the street. I see what's going on, and it's not far from that. As much as you could expect today with the world around us, Lakewood is still Kodesh Kadoshim.
Oh, I get that.
I could see it. I mean, I live next door for the last 40 years. I can't deny it.
No.
It's a miracle. It's an ongoing miracle.
You
can see it.
Yeah.
I just davening over there. I said to myself, they finished davening. I couldn't walk out of the room because the boys... Well, still davening Shemin Esra. They daven Lange Vidor Shishira.
Right, yeah.
It's with such intensity. I never saw it before. I said, I don't remember this. But they're very serious. The boys are very serious here.
I mean,
you have 5,000 boys. You can't say everybody. But compared to what it's a tremendous accomplishment.
Wow, It's
overwhelming. I came in, there was two blocks. You filled the whole thing, and that was it.
Yeah.
Now it's for miles, miles, in all directions.
Yeah.
It's
just forgot all about Madison Avenue. You mentioned Madison Avenue. Yes, I'm the Mount. That was one of the main.
That's the main road.
Main road, yeah.
Goes through all the way to Crazy, the end of the country.
Yeah, there used to be a hotel there.
There's a lot of hotels.
But Mr.
Budner's Hotel, sure. Budner's Hotel, sure. I remember that.
Yeah.
But I learn with his grandson.
Oh, is that right?
He writes for him, you know.
Budner.
So he's one of my chavruses. I remember the hotel. I used to go there.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what's so funny? Used to go to the bus. Somebody used to take on. Don't remember. I used to go to the Port Authority bus stop in Lakewood.
Yeah.
Up to New York, and my mom would go alone, or somebody would drive him to the bus station. He would go to New York on the bus alone.
Yeah, I know. I heard that. But then he got
accompanying him. He would go alone to the and take the bus. Unless it was. Somebody with a car, they went to a hospital, so they took the bond in the car, but he wasn't the lot of the book of the Provider, the book of the Mugavent, and that was it. She helped him as though they should go to leave him, they should be Mavato.
But later on, they did get a car where they used to drive him.
Yeah.
And I had
some
very interesting stories from people who used to drive him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he mentioned, you remember Shmuel Blech?
Yeah, Shmuel Blech. I think he was one of the Talmidim from Kletsk, wasn't he?
No, he's RJJ. RJJ. Rabbi Kravitz sent a lot of boys, you know.
Uh-huh.
From Rabbi... what's his name? Kravitz. I can't think of his first name. He was a Talmud from Europe, and he was a Rosh Shiva in RJJ.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of boys came through him.
So there was
Rebellion Bluff,
was there, no?
Not my time.
No, no.
That in your time.
there were two Tommies in Ireland.
He's a European, but also we had here Leib Rotkin. Remember him? Leib Rotkin was here for a couple of years. When I came, he was still here.
I remember Zungo Berman used to be there also.
Right, Zungo Berman, yeah. He's from the firm.
Huh?
From the Swarm.
Yeah.
I interviewed him, too.
He used to take a lot of tapes. He would have a lot of tapes.
There's a Rosenhan. Remember Rosenhan?
The names, you know. I remember the faces, but the names are a little bit shred with me now.
Everybody, there's nobody I speak to who's not over 70 or even over 80. It's not for any happen, though.
Yeah. Bobby Leib Steinman was here a year ago, year and a half. With the Gedder Rebbe, he was here in
In
the Koilel here, so I went over to give Sholem.
Yeah.
So I told him, so the Vedic Talmidim heim from the Bahamas, so the Vedic Talmidim had him
on. That's nice, man.
Yeah.
But I interviewed Zalman Uri also.
Oh, I used to know we were kind of close with Zalman.
Yeah. He was very good speaker.
Yeah.
Spoke very well. But I have 150 people now. I'm trying to put out as much as possible right now. So, is anything, any final...
I named my son, my b'chor.
Yeah.
His name is Ahan, B'yomin Ahan.
Yeah.
The man that was the first, my son was born Tavshin 58, 60. My son was born 63.
Uh-huh. Where were you living then?
I was in Milwaukee. I'm Milwaukee.
Uh-huh.
Michal Twersky learned in Lakewood.
Who?
Michal Twersky.
I didn't know him.
Rabbi Twersky from Milwaukee.
No, I heard of him, but I never came
across. Yeah, he give him a call.
Is he still living?
Yeah, sure.
Nickel Swirsky, Milwaukee. Nope. Have to hook them.
Yeah.
That's another one I forget.
The missile Swirsky, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so thank you very much. Oh, I'll answer your question. Where were you from originally?
I'm from Milwaukee.
Are you born in Milwaukee?
I was born in Milwaukee.
Uh-huh.
And I left Milwaukee right after the Bar Mitzvah, and I went to, actually before the Bar Mitzvah, I learned in Chicago before the Bar Mitzvah, I learned by the...
By who?
And by the Weizen Rav Zohar and the Parish of the Meisels.
Uh-huh. I see you have a very Hamish accent. Where is it coming from?
And my father, Olav Shalom, was a figure to the Yid. My father went together with the Berach Moshe, the figure to the Yid, who became Satmar Rav.
Uh-huh.
And I was together in Europe. Yeah, they were.
Milwaukee's near Chicago, no?
Yeah, it's 100 miles north.
Uh-huh. There still is a community there?
Yeah, they have. In fact, there's a nice community there. It's when I was there, it wasn't Shgaven. It was a very, very schwachish Yiddishkeit wise. That's why I went to Chicago before my Bar Mitzvah, and I stood by my Zayde, and I learned.
Who was the Zayde?
My Zayde is Amalai Meinhorn. Asat Marid, and he done by the Parish of the Meisels, and that's where I doubted. That's it. But I learned the Parish of the Meisels had a son, he still has Alzheimer's gesund. He lives in Seagate, Meisels, some alive Meisels is his name. And I learned by him, learned very good. In fact, I still remember what I learned with him. And this is the guest of the Yankas, which is nice.
Okay, so...
From there I went to Baltimore.
Yeah.
And then from Baltimore I went to
Lakewood.
And
then where did you go after Lakewood? When did you leave Lakewood?
After Lakewood I came back to Milwaukee for a short time. Then I came to Los Angeles. My brother was moving from Milwaukee to Los Angeles. I came to Los Angeles and I got a shidduch here, and then I married a girl from Los Angeles, and then I settled down here in Los Angeles.
What are you doing there?
I'm retired. I was in a nursing home. I had
I know. You know a friend of mine, Ruben, you know Ruben?
Chaim Buda?
Yeah.
I know Chaim Buda. They know me well. I know him. Yeah, sure.
He was here when I came to it. Very good. Okay, thank you very much, and give my regards to Shom if you see him.
Okay, I will.
Thank you. Thank you.